Well, there is a prominent UK millionaire, Sir Richard Sutton, who's been found stabbed to death. Adam Gilchrist, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, he's one of Britain's richest guys. He's on the Sunday Times Rich List, which gets published every year. A guy said to be worth about £300 million and found dead at his mansion down in Dorset on the south coast, and a woman in her 60s, that's all they said so far, but absolutely thought to be his wife, also stabbed. She's in a critical condition in hospital. He died from stab wounds. And somebody was arrested 150 miles away or so in London, and somebody known to him. So at this stage, we're thinking, is that somebody Sir Richard worked with? Is that a family member? Is that a friend? What's going on there? Because they picked him up pretty sharpish. So there's a murder mystery going on, and there's something about murder mysteries involving very rich tycoons. It certainly gets the interest going, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's worth about £300 million. Now, you do have some encouraging news on the coronavirus front.
Well, it looks like, according to some, certainly there are reports today, that on Monday we might reach a magic herd immunity stage. Given the rollout of the vaccination, which has gone full steam ahead, Monday is also the day on which shops, gyms and pub gardens reopen. Remember, where Boris Johnson's going to have his irreversible pint, whatever that means. But on that day, it is thought we reach 73% protection against COVID-19, 73% of people. That is, I think, herd immunity. I was trying to look at the World Health Organization's definition. They don't always put a figure on it. So I suppose, therefore, if we have herd immunity by Monday, we'll be at the waterhole mooing gently and wafting away the flies.
You enjoy that. I know you've been waiting for it. We'll catch up soon, Adam. Thanks so much.
Cheers, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from the UK.